Come listen to a prophet's voice, Helping Feed the Savior's Lambs, by President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency. The Savior had been crucified and then resurrected. His disciples had gone to Galilee. They had fished through the night, catching nothing. When they drew near to shore in the dawn, they did not at first recognize him. He called out to them, telling them where to cast their nets, and when they did, the nets were filled. They rushed to greet him on the shore. They found a fire of coals with fish cooking and bread. Then he gave a commandment to them, which still stands for each of us today. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. John chapter 21, verse 15. The saints of God have always been under covenant to nourish each other spiritually, especially those tender in the gospel. A child can do the things which nourish the faith of others. Children could invite a recent convert to come with them to a meeting. Children could smile and greet a new member coming into a chapel or into a class. And as we do, the Holy Ghost will be our companion. Every word we speak can strengthen or weaken faith. We need help from the Spirit to speak the words which will nourish and strengthen. Note, to nourish means to feed. We can, by simple obedience, help the Lord to take the lambs, His lambs, into His arms home to their Father and our Father. I know that Jesus is the Christ. I know that He lives. And I know that He leads us in this work, His work, to bring to pass the eternal life of His Father's children. From an October 1997 General Conference Address. Caring for Lambs. Lambs are weak and cannot defend themselves. They need special care so they can grow up to be healthy and strong. There are some pictures accompanying this article of some things that lambs need. Food, water, a safe place to sleep, protection from wolves and other dangers. Who are the Savior's lambs? The Savior asked His disciples to give special care to people who are not strong in the gospel or who are new members of the church. He called these people lambs. They need someone to help them so they can grow strong, strong in the gospel. Accompanying this article are pictures that you could color, and they show things children can do to help the Savior's lambs. Then draw one picture of something you can do. For example, greet a new member of your class, invite a friend to come to primary, or share the friend. End of the article. Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Helping Feed the Savior's Lambs, by President Henry B. Eyring.